In this bulletin, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky shows an emotional video of dead women and children in the streets of Ukraine to US Congress. British-Iranian dual national Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe released from detention and set to return to the UK. And in sport, Greg Norman says the Saudi-backed Super League will go ahead despite major players pledging their allegiance to the PGA Tour. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has addressed the US Congress via an emotional video call, calling for international allies to help protect Ukraine's skies. During the address, the Ukrainian president shared a video which showed footage of Russian forces' bombs destroying residential areas of Ukraine. It also showed footage of civilians in the street, including children and pregnant women, and doctors trying to resuscitate wounded babies in hospital. Addressing US President Joe Biden, Zelensky said leading the world means being a leader of peace. Meanwhile, Russia's President Vladimir Putin has compared the bullying of Russians in the West with Jewish programs that existed throughout anti-Semitic pockets of Europe during the 1930s. In an address, he said the military operation was proving successful so far, but noted that occupation of Ukraine was not the goal for Russia.
In many Western countries, people, just because they come from Russia, are subjected to real bullying today. They are denied medical care, their children are expelled from schools, their parents are deprived of jobs, they ban Russian music, culture, literature. Trying to cancel Russia, the West tore off its mask of decency, began to act boorishly, demonstrated its true nature. It just suggests direct analogies with the anti-Semitic programs that the Nazis did in Germany in 1930s of the last century.
Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, a British-Iranian dual national who has been detained in Iran for nearly 6 years, has been released and is at Tehran Airport preparing to return to the UK. While employed at the Thomson Reuters Foundation, Zaghari Ratcliffe was taken into custody at Tehran's airport in 2016 after visiting family. She was convicted of plotting to overthrow Iran's government and served 5 years in prison, then one in house arrest. Rights activists have accused Iran of holding dual nationals as bargaining chips, with the Iranian Far News Agency claiming the British government had paid Iran about $530 million. Ms. Zaghari Ratcliffe's lawyer, Penny Madden, says her family is excited to see her, but are keeping measured until she's on British soil.
This morning, obviously, hopes remain very high. We still don't know. We still haven't had that confirmation. So there is enormous anxiety for Richard, for Gabriella, for the family, for Nazanin. Until she comes home on that flight, nobody will be able to relax. So still very, very optimistic. We don't know what the delay is. We're very, very scared, but remain ever optimistic.
A new study by the Cancer Council has revealed a life expectancy disparity of 8 years between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander and non-Indigenous Australian cancer patients. The research also indicates health screening for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from the age of 45 instead of 50 could reduce bowel cancer incidence and death by up to 44%. On National Close the Gap Day, Director of Cancer Control Policy Megan Varlo says community engagement is key for encouraging higher rates of screening.
We know that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cancer patients face additional logistic, systemic, cultural and socioeconomic barriers across the cancer pathway. And so those make a difference to their cancer outcomes. But those same barriers we also see in terms of access to health services more generally, and that impacts life expectancy.
A magnitude 7.3 earthquake has hit northeast Japan, prompting a brief tsunami advisory. Thousands of homes are without power, about 700,000 in Tokyo and 156,000 in the north, following the tremor off the coast of Fukushima, the same region ravaged by a magnitude 9.0 earthquake 11 years ago. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center has now downgraded the risk of a large wave to a low-risk advisory. Some building damage has been reported. In sport, Australian golfing icon Greg Norman has said the Super Golf League, the Saudi-backed Super League he's affiliated with, will go ahead. Norman, who is the frontman for the proposed league, says despite many players separating themselves and pledging their allegiance to the PGA Tour, the Super Golf League will launch as a start-up. Irish four times major winner Rory McIlroy says the proposed league was dead in the water. And now for a look at today's weather forecast. Perth, partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide, a shower or two later, 32 degrees. Melbourne, humid and a possible shower, 25. Hobart, humid also, shower or two developing, 27. Canberra, cloudy, 23 degrees. Wollongong, a shower or two, 23. Sydney, also a shower or two, 26 degrees. Newcastle, also a shower or two, 26. Brisbane, a light shower or two, 29 degrees. Cairns, showers, 31. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 33 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.